Okay, good morning all. We are up to the beginning of Maseches Megillah. As we finished Tainas yesterday, so we say Hadran Alach Maseches Tainas. We hope to get back to Maseches Tainas, but for now we're moving onwards and forwards to Maseches Megillah. So Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph starts with a very famous Mishnah that says Megillah Nekreis B'Chadasar. The Megillah, we know that normally the Megillah on Purim is read on Purim itself, which is tends to be the 14th. However, there are slight variations to that. So Megillah Nekreis B'Chadasar, the Megillah can be read on the 11th of Adar, B'Shneimasar on the 12th of Adar, B'Shlosha Asar on the 13th of Adar, B'Arba Asar on the 14th of Adar, B'Chamisha Asar on the 15th of Adar. Lo Pachos V'Lo Yoter cannot be read any earlier, nor can it be read any later than any of the dates that we just listed. So it says the Mishnah, what exactly is the situation over here? Well, Krak and Mukaf and Choma Mimosi Yeshua ben Nun, Korin Bechamisha Asar. So people who live in these cities that were surrounded by walls, but going back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun, we're not going to why that is the qualification, but those cities that did have walls in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so those people read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Kefarim Ba'yaros Gedolos, Korin Be'arba Asar. People who live in villages and large towns, so they read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Elashak Kfarim Makdim and Liyom Akanisa. Except there are those who live in villages that they may essentially bring their reading forward a few days based on the day of the Yom HaKenisa, what we call the Day of Assembly. So basically, in the times of Ezra, there was a decree that the Beisdin in the big towns should meet every Monday and every Thursday. And so basically, so people who are living in these smaller villages, they could say, we're not going to read in our town on the proper day. They're going to go into the big town on one of these days, Monday or Thursday, which essentially might end up being before Purim, and they will read the Megillah on that day. So says the Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, what is going on over here? Ketzad, how does this work at all? Chalios Yom Arba Asar Bashini. If the 14th day of Adar falls on a Monday, well, Kfarim Ba'yaros Kudos Korin Bo'Bayom. So those who live in the villages and the large towns, they're going to read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar. Mukafos Chomala Machar. And the people who live in walled cities, very simple, they'll read Megillah on the following day, on the 15th of Adar, on Tuesday. Chalios Bashishi Obarvi. But let's say the 14th falls on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, which the people of these smaller towns are not going, of these smaller villages are not going to necessarily be in the large towns. So Kfarim Makdimin Liyom HaKenisa. So those who live in these villages will bring forward their reading of the Megillah to the previous day to this Yom HaKenisa, which essentially could be which will be that the previous Monday, which could be either the 13th or the 12th of Adar. Vayaros Kedolos Korin Bo Bayom. And those people who live in large towns read on that day on the 14th. And those people who live in walled cities will read on the following day, on the 15th of Adar. Chalios Bachamishi, let's say the 14th falls on a Thursday. So Kfarim Ba'yaros Kudolos Korim Ba'yom. Those who live in villages and large towns will read on that day, on the Thursday, on the 14th. And those who live in the walled cities will read on the 15th, on Friday. Chalios Erev Shabbos, but let's say the 14th falls on Erev Shabbos on Friday. Kfarim Makdimin at Liyom HaKenisa. Those people who live in villages will bring forward their reading to the day of Assembly, which is the previous day, which will be on the 13th, on Thursday. And those people who live in large towns and walled cities will read on the Friday, the 14th. So the question is, why are the people who are living in the walled cities, why do they have to bring it earlier day? Why can they read on Shabbos? Well, the answer is because Chazal said he can't read Megillah on Shabbos because of the concern you're going to carry the Megillah on Shabbos. So they said, okay, anyone who normally is supposed to read on the 15th, but the 15th is going to be on Shabbos, so you bring it on the 14th. And the same would be true if the 14th was on Shabbos as well. So let's see. Shabbos. Let's say the 14th itself falls on Shabbos. So Kfarim Ba'yaros Kudolos Makdimen Kobekorin Liyom Maknisa. Those people who live in villages and large towns, they will bring their reading forward to the previous day of the Yom HaKenisa of Thursday. So they're going to read on Thursday and not on Shabbos, which will be the 12th. And those who live in the walled cities will read on the next day, on Sunday, the 15th. And then finally, the final case of the Mishnah. Let's say the 14th falls the day after Shabbos on Sunday. So those people who live in villages will bring their reading forward to the previous Yom HaKenisa, which is Thursday the 11th. That's how we get the 11th, if it lands on Sunday. Ba'yaros Kedolos Korin Ba'yom. And those people who live in large towns read on that day, on the Sunday the 14th. Mukavos Chomel Machar. And those people who live in the walled cities will read on the next day, on Monday the 15th. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. But for now, we will stop right here.